email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio.
There you are, yeah, mixing up Mrs. Doubtfire and Tootsie and Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman. Sorry about that, but anyway, they got it right. Didn't really matter. And just on that helpline, the HSC Drugs and Alcohol helpline, we got one of the digits wrong there. So it's 1800-459-459. Easier to remember. 1800-459-459 or email helpline@hse.ie. Now, I know over the last couple of years we've had a lot of false dawns, but fingers crossed, and listening to Micheál Martin this morning on Morning Ireland, and there's very positive soundings. It looks like pubs and restaurants are going to be allowed to stay open till midnight as of from next week, and we might get a chance to get back to some sort of normality, get out there. So we'd be looking for restaurants to go to. So our next guest, Nicola Halloran, also known as the Wonky Spatula, has put together a list of Dublin restaurants that she's been to and rated, and she's sort of divided them by geography. So if you're going to the Aviva Stadium, for example, to a rugby international, you'll be able to look for restaurants in that area. And Nicola calls her Instagram page Dublin Plates, and she's down the corridor in a booth. Hello, Nicola.
You.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming in to us.
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah. So Dublin Plates. And did I get it right there? That's it. You've put them sort of in areas, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Dublin Plates, it's an interactive kind of Google sheet that has all of the restaurants that I've been to date. It'll continue to grow on it. And they're all rated, kind of filtered for different categories. And yet you can go from Dublin 2, 4, 6, 1, whatever tickles your fancy, and get a good view of what's in store around the area.
A nice job, but it's not even a job for you. You're not getting paid to do this, are you?
No, not at all. And I think that's something that people have been mind boggled by in the last couple of days since I launched it. But I think during the summer months, I was kind of looking at hospitality starting to open up, and I was kind of putting together a personal hit list of places that I wanted to go, started sharing it with people. And then I sort of thought, you know, the industry's been hit really, really hard. People are always looking for places to go, so why not put something together that's, you know, mutually beneficial for all parties, and hopefully, like, people will start to get out, get inspiration to try new places and that kind of thing.
I remember back in the day when Jenny and I used to go out. It seems like an awful long time ago, before children and all that. And oddly, at the beginning of 2020, we were saying we must get out more often, and then of course COVID hit. But anyway, we would have had, say, you know, four restaurants that we went to all the time. So it's good to have your list. So we, you know, people can expand the place that they go to. You mark them out of 10. And you do, there's an important thing here. You mark them for their purpose. So, for example, a chicken and chips type place could get a 10 out of 10. And then a fine dining Michelin star thing could get a 10 out of 10. But you're not comparing like with like.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, I suppose, important to look at when you're kind of looking at the list, that it's a rating out of their kind of category. Because otherwise it'd be grossly unfair. You know, you could have the most amazing chicken wings somewhere, but because it wasn't served to you on a silver platter, you know, it wouldn't get a high rating. So yeah, it's filtered down in that way. Okay. For the different categories, and then also kind of, you know, the experience, the food, the atmosphere, all that good stuff.
You're going to be a marked woman now, Nicola Halloran. you are, because people will be able to look you up on Instagram, see you, who you are, and then be looking out for you in their restaurants.
I'll have to start wearing a couple of different guises when I go out.
Yeah. What do you like yourself in a restaurant? What are your personal tastes?
For me, I think noise levels are a really important one. So, you know, busy enough and loud enough that no one can hear what you're talking about, but not too loud that you can't hear the person you're with. So, right. Yeah, it's a fine line. You could say I'm a little picky.
So it's not about the food at all.
Well, like, you know, I look at the whole thing holistically, right, okay, as well. But also a good bit of variety on menus, and menus that change on a regular basis, because I am somebody who likes to go back to places time and time again, but I like to try different things at the same time. So, you know, it's great if places kind of clock the basics all the time, but at the same time you're going out and you may only go out once a month, so you want something a little bit different every time. And then I think as well, care and attention going into the food, and especially kind of celebrating good Irish produce, is really high on my list.
Okay, you mentioned chicken wings earlier on. Dare I ask you, who does the best chicken wings in Dublin?
My personal favourite is Canal Bank Cafe. So, yeah, that would be my go-to for sure.
Right. They got a 10 out of 10? I think they did. I was on your page. Yes.
They did get a 10 out of 10 for all the reasons of excellent food, excellent service, really lovely atmosphere.
And not too loud.
Exactly.
There's your tagline. Nicola Halloran eats with her ears. There is that expression, you eat with your eyes, but you eat with your ears.
Yeah. Evidently.
Yeah. There's loads of restaurants that I've never heard of before, because as I said, I haven't been out in a long time. But Mr. Fox, where is that and what is it?
Mr. Fox is just down from the Rotunda in town. It's an amazing, amazing restaurant. I hadn't been until recently, and they focus on kind of like fine dining, but it's almost sort of more casual. It's not stuffy. It's really, really welcoming. And they change the menu monthly. So you could go time and time again, get great food, but slightly different experiences. And I think for me, the best part about it is it's fine dining at a reasonable price, because I think sometimes, you know, you can go into the hundreds, and like obviously everything is priced for certain reasons, but I think this is a really accessible one. And I was absolutely stunned by how stuffed we were leaving, because sometimes tasting menus can be a little bit light on the portion size.
I think there's a pent up appetite, and I mean that metaphorically and literally, for people to go back to restaurants, isn't there? Because I think there's been, although they did open up a bit, there's been a reluctance on people's part, because like COVID is still out there. But I think that when eventually we feel safe to go back into restaurants, there's going to be this mad rush, isn't there, to get out there and have somebody else cook your meal for you.
Absolutely. I think everybody is sick and tired of thinking what to cook for dinner, doing the washing up, all that kind of thing, right down to having to go to the supermarket. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's time to kind of get out there, try new things. And with that as well, you know, kind of picked places that you would maybe never have thought of going to before, or return to a local restaurant who, you know, you would have frequented and really need support right now.
Any plans to make it nationwide?
I'm starting baby steps with Dublin first, just because it was sort of places that I've been to and that were near me. I'd love to expand it further and maybe even do different kind of city guides in other countries and stuff, maybe further down the line. I don't want to undertake too much right now, though. I think focus on the list at hand for the moment. And as I begin to travel around Ireland more as well, I'll definitely kind of add to it, whether it's on the list itself or through my Instagram.
Because you have a full-time job. We're talking to Nicola Halloran. It's Dublin Plates, and then go to Dublin Plates on Instagram. Is that where they'll get the list?
Yeah, absolutely. Nicola, there's a link there in the bio.
How are you going to keep yourself clean, as in, you know, because people will want to influence you. If you get more people referring to your page, people are going to be, firstly, want to be on your page, and secondly, they'll want a good review.
I kind of now maybe regretting putting photos of myself on the page. But I suppose I'm no stranger to the media as it is, because I have a cookbook and a food blog already. So I managed to largely go unknown or unrecognised. So I'm hoping that continues, but I might need a few more pairs of sunglasses.
Okay. So it's Dublin Plates. Nicola Halloran, I'm sure we'll talk again. And I'm sure there's an appetite for what you're doing countrywide. So you might get to that in the coming months and years. Thanks, Nicola.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you so much. We've covered everything today. Yes, that's it from us. Sarah is on the way with Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.